Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coast Guard's not going away. None of our partners are going away. But we're just going to transition to a different phase.
Yeah, divers returning to the Baltimore Harbor this morning to look for six people presumed dead after that cargo ship hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge about 1:30 yesterday morning, with live continuing team coverage of this still-developing storyline. WOKV's Kirsten Garris from Washington traveled to Baltimore and is now for us on scene. Kind of catch us up on the lay of the land, where you are, and what ultimately you've learned since being on scene this morning, Kirsten.
Yeah, that's right. So we are, you know, in the Baltimore area. We are still making our way closer to where the bridge collapsed. But as far as we know right now, Maryland State Police say that the search has now turned into a search and recovery effort. Divers have returned to the site as of 6 a.m. So we are waiting to get more updates on what could happen from here. Because this has shifted to a recovery scene, we got a statement last night from Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who said in part, quote, "Our hearts go out to the families, grieving loved ones." We have also been trying to take in just how this is impacting people here in Baltimore and across the country. I mean, as you can imagine, you know, this is a major travel area. So we are talking about thousands and thousands of cars that actually go through this area before they end up at car dealerships nationwide. But I want to bring you to what we expect to learn today, and that is hopefully more information about this federal investigation that is obviously going to span months, if not longer. We know that the National Transportation Safety Board, they've been on the scene since yesterday morning. They have at least 24 experts on the ground right now. And a critical part of this investigation will be accessing the voyage data recorder. Now, this is essentially like the black box for a ship. So we're talking about key data that is being captured here, things like time, GPS position, and speed. All these things are important so federal investigators can put together this timeline of what happened. NTSB Chair Jennifer Hamady also says that they will be taking a look at the bridge itself. So they will examine how it was built and also determine if there should be any safety improvements made moving forward. Rich?
And I was listening to that news conference yesterday, and the NTSB chair was saying that they hadn't even boarded the ship, and for specific reasons yesterday, because it was still an active search and rescue operation. Does that in any way delay their investigation or diminish their ability to immediately begin to interview some of the crew members on board?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those things. Chair Hamady has always been very open. She says she is all about transparency, but also accuracy. So I know she reinforced yesterday that they will release information as they get it. A big part of this will be, you know, picking apart the scene as much as they possibly can. She did say yesterday the focus is on the people. So that is why they hadn't boarded, the ship yet. But, you know, we are talking about a team that has extensive researchers and experts. So I know something they mentioned yesterday, that they have a nautical team, you know, who is experienced in the different operations of the ship. So we're talking about an expansive set of experts who will be here and have been here on the ground. And so I know we'll continue to piece together what they are learning. And we are expecting more press conferences, obviously, throughout the next few days. Nothing has been announced yet. But as you know, this is something that, you know, as things develop, we get updates and announcements. I know the president himself has pledged support that the federal government will help with rebuilding that bridge because, again, as I mentioned, this is a huge travel artery for the area, for the country, really, but definitely for this region.
Yeah, and obviously one storyline that we'll continue to follow will be the impact on shipping and the supply chain. It's still early on to understand the greater scope of it all, but big implications, obviously, beyond just the Baltimore area. Kirsten Garris, part of our live team coverage in Washington. Thanks, as always.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.